Most of us don't have first-hand knowledge of what it must have been like to be a shepherd in the ancient world. Shepherds were expected to guard their flocks by day and by night against wolves and marauders. It was low-paying, dangerous work, and often, while guarding their flocks, shepherds lost their lives. In today's first reading at Mass, the prophet Jeremiah excoriates shepherds who mislead and scatter not a flock of sheep, but God's own people, the people whom the Lord had made his own. Through Jeremiah, God told those wicked shepherds that he himself would guide and shepherd his people and bring them back to pastures of peace, to the green pastures of holiness and safety and joy. Doing so would be costly, for Jesus, God's Son made man, came into the world as that shepherd, as the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, as the good shepherd. Leading us aright cost Jesus his life. By dying for us, he gained our safety and our freedom at the price of his blood. We see this coming in today's gospel from St. John, where leaders of the people are plotting to kill Jesus. Since the outset of this pandemic, I have been deeply edified by the shepherds of this archdiocese. So many of them have worked long and hard to reach out to their parishioners in this time of crisis, not only by live streaming masses, but also by daily reflections, food pantries, phone trees, by providing the sacrament of penance in creative ways, anointing the sick with care for everyone's safety, but with no less love and devotion for the people who were served. And I could multiply these instances I have just cited. Let us ask the Lord to bless our shepherds who strive to imitate Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in their care for his people. God bless you. God keep you.